All right. Yeah, yeah. You redeemed yourself. Good job. Brought in a little Linda Ronstadt.
My longtime girlfriend, Linda Ronstadt.
Here in the Outdoor Living Hour, we're talking roses today. If you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, the landscape and yard that you care for, or you're looking to plant or do a little bit of growing yourself, you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Email questions, info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's a great aid if you need a plant or insect identification. Just snap a picture and send it along. And then text 411-923. Now, we only monitor that during the broadcast, so we don't see those during the week. So that's just while we're live on air. That's a feature of the our flagship station here at KTAR. But we did get a very interesting text wanting to know how long can they procrastinate trimming their roses.
Sure. Yeah, and it's not something that you have to do like the 15th of January and that's it. If you don't, you're too late. We generally tell people sometime during the month of January through about the middle or end of February.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't wait till the end of February, but by the middle of February is still fine. Typically what'll start happening and this year might be a little different because it hasn't gotten all that cold. It hasn't, but new growth's going to start coming out whether you prune them back or not, as we mentioned. So that's usually a pretty good sign you better get on it when the new growth is starting to regenerate itself. But if you're having a Super Bowl party first weekend of February, absolutely. Leave them. Enjoy them. Wait till that's over. Prune them back. And then as we mentioned, you know, once that new growth starts to kick in, we want to get some fertilizer on them, like, you know, Organo Citrus Food, Hickman's Farms Choice Organic. The other thing is we didn't talk very much about planting new rose bushes. So one of the things that you got to be careful with in a rose bush is the depth you plant them. They have a graft or a bud union on them. They've been grafted onto a rootstock. And typically you can find where that level is where they were field grown. And if you don't think roses actually, if you're worried about them doing well here, most of the roses you're probably buying were grown here originally. You know, if you go out Litchfield Park, West Valley, there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of, you know, roses. Tyler Francis and all the different companies that are out there that are growing roses, those roses get harvested, processed, and shipped then to, you know, one of the rose growers, and then they reprocess them and send them to the nurseries.
With the new elevation on the 303 and Northern Parkway has a couple elevation changes. It's not near as good a view as the Luke Air Force pilots get coming in on their jets, but you can look up and see down, and just the rose and the colors that, you know, you could have driven by 100 times and never realized how much is in that field.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty spectacular in the spring if you go out there and catch all the new blooms. It's really fun. So when you do plant them, lots of organic material, and make sure you don't plant them too deep. And again, use some type of pre-start fertilizer. Fertilome Start and Grow, again, the organic, if you want to go organic with the Hickman's Farms Choice product. Those products are great. A lot of our Rose Society guys are using our products now, working really well.
Well, let's get to the calls. We've got a gentleman on the line that has a tip about pruning, but before we get there, we're going to go to Chris and Queen Creek. Talk about
Chris and Queen Creek. Say that fast 10 times, Chris.
Yeah. Good morning. I would like to help my mother-in-law trim her rose bushes. She's got, they're about 12 or 13 years old. Some of them are about as big around as my wrist.
Yeah.
At the base. If now's the time to trim them, at how close to the ground do I trim those things? Do I take a chainsaw and lob them off at a foot? Or?
Well, you might have to with those.
Yeah.
You know, we usually tell folks about, you know, somewhere between 12 and 18 inches above the bud union. So about 12 or 18 inches above the ground. In your case, if they haven't been trimmed in a long time and you've got some great big thick canes, you might, you know, how tall are these rose bushes now? 5-6 feet?
I would say about 6 feet tall.
Yeah. I would say more realistically in your case, maybe 24 to 30 inches this
okay.
year. And then next year, maybe you can reduce it down. The other thing that you can do and should do is we want to encourage new canes or branches. In the case of a rosebush, we call them canes. We want to maybe eliminate completely some of those really big, old, barky, heavy canes, if possible. So if you've got
okay.
if you've got 5 or 6 really nice canes or branches generating out from that bud union, and 1 or 2 of them are super old and big, you know, eliminate those, leave the others, and then next year you kind of get on a rotation, so to speak, where you leave some new ones, take some of the old ones. Depending
okay.
on, without seeing the roses, you know, and sometimes those big old rose bushes only have a couple of good canes. You may not be able to do that this year. But by
so if I cut them right now, about how long until you think that you should start fertilizing them?
As soon as new growth starts to appear, you know, 30 days tops.
Huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
He needs some of those armor gloves you guys sell on the e-store.
That is one
they
of our
awesome for roses.
That is one of our most popular items. It's Hex Armor is the manufacturer, and they are puncture proof gloves. They were actually invented for the recyclers who sort through medical waste, syringe needles, and they needed something that wouldn't poke their hands
yeah.
as they're sorting these out.
Well, I've got
separating materials.
Awesome. Yeah.
So if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, there's a couple ways to find it. You can go into the certified partners and select the e-store category. And under Hex Armor, it's called Thorm Armor, but there's actually an easier way. If in the home page, the quick links, we have the topics that we're covering today, and where you see the keyword roses, click on that, and that takes you through to our rose page, and
good.
You can have a direct link to them there.
Makes it a lot easier than reaching in there with hand pruners. The other thing I do...
We already had an order this morning out of Oro Valley, Mr. Kelly bought some.
I take my long-handled loppers, and I make all my first cuts with those so I don't have to reach in there. And, you know, so I kind of get the stuff out of the way with the big long-handled loppers, and then I take them down and make the final cuts with a hand pruner. In our last caller's case, he might need a chainsaw if you're running your wrist.
Yeah, if they're 6 feet tall, we'll have to see if Thorn Armor makes those gloves that go up
with
to your
long,
elbows.
With a long gauntlet. Those are very handy to have, those long gauntleted gloves. Absolutely.
All right, let's bring Steve into the conversation. He has a tip for us on pruning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I listen to your show quite often. Quick trip idea on pruning here. Since at this time of the year there's a lot of nice blooms and buds on your roses, you don't have to prune the whole rose bush at one time. You can save those blooms, wait till they die out, and come back and prune those later. I hate to see a nice looking bloom or bud go to waste at this time of the year. There's no rule that says you have to do the whole bush at one time. Just want to pass that along to you guys.
That's a great idea. Is this Steve Carls?
Yes.
How are you, Steve?
Doing good.
Good. Great idea. And it's always the grind this time of year, isn't it? They're just fabulous looking flowers on those rose bushes, and people are like, I don't want to cut them back.
Yeah, and I don't know how many times we've gone to a job, and the roses are so fantastic that you hate to waste them.
Yeah, or don't do all the, you know, do every other bush. And
yeah,
then come
yeah,
back in
know.
A couple of weeks and do the other half or something. So, yeah.
There are certain varieties right now, roses, that this cold weather, this is the best blooms you're going to get all year. Our church had one like that. And, you know, there's 30 beautiful blooms and another 15 coming on. And it just kills you to go in there and cut it all down to nothing. I'd just like to see the roses not get wasted and make your your garden look better, because a lot of people have family and winter visitors out here. Why waste them?
Good tip. Thanks, Steve.
And the biggest factor to most of that, or for that, for most people, is time. Do you have time to come back and do this 2, 3, 4?
Yeah. Although if you did it that way, it would not take very long each week or two to do it. So, you know, that's, you know, if you've, and you really do, you've got all of January and pretty much all of February. So you've got 8 weeks to kind of get it all
in. A lot of things on my calendar in January and February.
Well, but if you went out after, you know, when you got home from work and did, if you had 20 rose bushes and you did, you know, one or two, one a day, you know, you could spread it out. Wouldn't be bad.
What does a rose plant cost?
Good question. Of course, they're going to be all over the map depending on where you buy them and depending on, you know, if it's a patented variety. So the new ones that come out, the new introductions, are protected with a patent. The rose breeder will get a royalty for each one of those that they've developed and sold. They're going to be a little more expensive than the ones that have been around a while and are now gone off, or they're non-patented. If you buy, we mentioned, number one grade roses as opposed to 1.5s or 2s, they're going to be more expensive. So if you buy a good number one patented variety rose, you know, it could run upwards of $25 to $35 or $40, you know, depending on the actual variety and the value that's attached to that variety. If you spread that out over the fact that a rose bush should last you about 20 years, for $2 a year, and then you divide that by the flowers, the amount of the blooms. You know, if you go to here pretty quick, we're going to have this holiday called Valentine's Day. And people are going to be spending, you know, $50 to $150 for a dozen long stem roses. So, you know, kind of do the value equation on that. And paying $30, $40 for a rose bush that's going to give you dozens and dozens and dozens of blooms over its life, pretty darn good value.
I think they have a better aroma as well.
What's that?
The fresh ones have a better...
Well, that's certainly something that you want to... when you're buying a new rose bush, they will list the fragrance. They'll list, you know, if it has a fruity fragrance or, you know, what kind of fragrance it has. There for a number of years, they were really breeding fragrance out of roses.
Why?
I guess they didn't think it was that important. They were breeding for hardiness, for color, and it kind of went by the wayside. That has changed. People woke up one day and went, hey, these roses they're supposed to smell good, and there's no... the last 10 or 15 years, that's really changed, and that's come back into the forefront as a big deal. And it is a big deal. I think that's what people want when they cut some roses and bring them into the house. They want them to smell good well, you know. And we say take time to stop and smell the roses for a reason, right?
Gary swears there's one that smells like Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
There's some roses. I can't remember the name of the building in Old Town, but they have a beautiful bank of roses. So I'll sniff them, and a couple of them just have that Dr. Pepper fragrance. That's what I associate it with. I can't carbonate it and make a drink out of it, but it smells great.
No, but you can eat rose petals. I mean, you can, you know, we talked about gardening, edible landscaping, and rose petals are, you know, are edible.
Oh.
So...
I'll have to get a recipe on that.
So maybe they taste like Doctor, but have you tasted any of them?
If anyone in Old Town sees a guy eating rose leaves this afternoon, say, hey, Gary.
Heard you on Rosie.
His curiosity is going to get the better of him, I can tell.
So you're taking that Saints loss really hard, aren't you?